laced up.
Let's go!
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys Fast Laps, where we got the Bahrain recap, Saudi Arabian preview. I'll let Joe stick to the actual titles of the races and up the speed, of course. Speaking of Joe, he's here this week.
I am.
Sweet.
I made it.
No, I'm just kidding. Joe, welcome back, as always, Joe.
I'm here.
You are here. Joe is here. And also here is Mike on the other side of the table. Mike! What is going on, Mike?
Hello, I am also here.
Also, Mike is also here. He is present. Present.
Who else is here?
Present.
Hello. Smelty's here, of course.
As always. And Kev behind the camera. Kev Cam is not up yet, nor is Kev Mike. So you will not hear him cussing us out yet. Okay, yeah, let's see. Bahrain GP recap. Yeah, Kev, let's head right into it. And we're back. All right.
No continuity issues here.
No, everything's great.
everything's the same.
Are we back? I should say that as a question. Question mark. We're back?
We're back?
We are so back.
No technical problems. We're going crazy. All right. Let's see. Typical pre-race banter, quality practice. Did you see anything that jumps out to you that you're excited? Joe's pulling out his highlighted notes.
I did, yes.
So why don't we start there?
So first off, this is not... Before we get into F1, because we're not going to want to talk about it after the fact, McLaren announced they are going to the World Endurance Championship in 2027. McLaren's going back to Le Mans, baby.
Wow, I did not hear that.
That's fun stuff. Le Mans, I don't know if you guys ever watch it. It's 24 hours. It's crazy.
I don't usually watch it the full 24, you know?
That's fair. Yeah, I mean,
typically,
you know.
Most people don't.
Last year...
Same with Rolex 24. I don't really watch the whole thing.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I catch probably 18 hours of it. I think, like, one year I caught a ton of it, and then I went to bed, and then I woke up. That year, there were more safety cars than the actual race itself. So, anyway, that's, like, one of the biggest notes. Now, talking about F1 specifically,
FP2,
Alonso had his wheel come off the car while he was driving. He was having some technical issues. His wheel came off, and he put it back on, and he kept on going. I made a note of one of the comments that the commentator made. They said, while it is off with the car moving, you have no directional control.
That's new.
No way.
That's like a Will Buxton moment. And he's not in F1 anymore. He's an Indy.
So glad they taught me that.
His spirit is here.
Unbelievable.
I had no clue.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Without a steering wheel, you can't turn. Guys.
We've been doing it wrong.
Anyway, Quali, Esteban crashed in Q2. Hulk got a lap deleted from Q1 while they were in Q3, which pushed him below Albon. But Albon did not get to compete in Q2, even though he technically was in Q2
Why did Hulk get the lap deleted?
I think it was just track limits. Yeah.
Which was a big issue in the GP, as we'll get into.
Yes. I mean, we'll talk about this a couple times today. Probably they got to be quicker on this stuff. It's ridiculous. Yep. Like Albon, he could have placed higher, right?
Yeah. But that's not fair. A shame.
Besides that, Russell and Antonelli were hit with a one-place grid penalty after the race because they were in the fast lane of the pits before the restart timer started, or the restart time was announced. So just one other little tidbit pre-race, but that's all I have until the race came up.
And then lots of things happened.
Mm-hmm. That was, we were watching, it was like, we watched Quali and like, I think you were the one that commented that like, when the drivers went out, that the stake pit wall was like, what are they doing? Where are they going?
Yep. Wait, when was this?
This was during Quali when Russell and Kimi went out after Esteban crashed and there was the safety car.
Okay.
And so technically they weren't supposed to go out yet.
Sure.
That's what they got.
So
the
whole
pit wall,
like you just saw them like lean back and just look at the cars and go. Yep.
Oh my god. With that, let's head into the GP here. Let's see. I mean, to start off, we just mentioned some of these penalties here. Ridiculous amount of track limits. I mean, I think everybody, almost everybody got a warning, it felt like. Max was getting close to a black white flag himself. So let's see. We had Lando, who had the 5 seconds for being out of position at the start, which Max, the steward, caught.
Instantly,
and was instantly telling somebody about it. But he was right.
It was pretty blatant. They showed his POV, and I was like, yeah, I wouldn't have missed that either.
No, for sure. Let's see. Isaac and Anton Lee both ended up getting black and white flag. Are they the only ones that got the black
Lando
and white?
Lando also got one.
Lando did get one, too. Okay.
I want to say one other person got one, but yeah, I remember Lando getting one because... Like he was fighting George.
Why was this such a massive problem? Now I know Antonelli, like honestly, was racing fairly aggressive.
So it's
more aggressive than I've seen him race yet this season, which was kind of fun. But we can get into that later. But so many, like, why is this such an issue here?
So one of the reasons, it's a good reason. There was a lot of really hard fighting between drivers, and people were getting pushed off track quite a bit. And that's why Lando got to black and white so quickly, is because he was fighting with Charles.
I'm pretty sure it was Charles.
And he went off track. He had to give position back to Charles at one point because he went off track. Mm-hmm. And that's like that, like that's not just like a racing incident. That is a black, like that is track limits. No matter what, like you go off track, even if you lock up. You go off track, that's going to be track limits. Yep. And there was a couple of lockups, too, I will say. There were a few of those we saw as well. But good fighting being one. And then the other one, we have five rookies on the grid. And we have
things are going to happen.
We have a broken Red Bull on the grid. So
it's also worth noting that Bahrain is in the desert. And because that there is a lot more sand that gets on the track, and that affects tire grip and whatnot. And Bahrain is already a track that drivers tend to spend a lot of time on the edge of the track. They go on the white line pretty frequently, and so some of that sand just means that they're bound to try and take the corners a little bit wider where they can so that they don't slide.
Yeah, I can't imagine how much sand actually does end up on the track.
A little bit. It's enough to affect the tires.
For sure.
So
I mean, when you're going high G's and corners and stuff, it's going to affect things.
I think they're going so fast that it just turns into glass at that point.
It's got a
glass on the road.
That's Hey-o. Anyway, Liam, you're right. Liam, lap 54, ended up getting a 5-second penalty for causing a collision. And then another 10 seconds. I'm sorry. I think the 10 second came at lap 54. I think the 5-second was earlier.
So 41 was this five second, and 54 was his 10 second, and both were for causing a collision.
Whoops.
Yep.
One of them with Hulkenberg, who also ended up getting DNF'd. So Liam ended up having a decent finish. But just drops him.
Oh, Hulkenberg finished. He just disqualified.
Got disqualified after the race. But Liam had a decent finish, but then ended up, because of the time limits, get pushed back down. But then gained one because of Hulk, so whatever. Let's see. We had a safety car this race.
That was
wild. I feel like we have not seen that very often yet this season.
I think the commentators...
Definitely not the first one, I don't think.
I think the commentators said that this was like the fourth safety car we've seen this late on the track on Bahrain, or this late in the race in Bahrain. Like, safety cars just don't happen that late in Bahrain very frequently. Hmm. So, very...
I mean, it did restack everybody. It was interesting to get a restart. I mean, again, the start of the race plus the restart heading into the first turn, just pure insanity and chaos.
It's fun.
But the drivers with the most skill came out on top both times, I would say.
And just with the better strategy. Like, I mean, first and foremost, both McLarens had new mediums. No one else had new mediums. So that was the best tire for this track, at least for that length of time.
Yep.
And then Piastri had clean air, so no one was catching him.
Oscar was dominant.
Yeah.
We can just get into McLaren if you want.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go for it.
Go for it. You're McLaren.
Yeah, Oscar
fanboy.
Dominant. He stuck it in first and he did not move. It's a McLaren in clean air. I think that's just kind of, that's where they are most dominant at the moment. And also mediums too. Like, they seem to be really good on mediums. And then Lando with the unfortunate 5-second penalty. If he didn't get that penalty, he would have finished P2. I think fairly handedly, he would have had it by safety car restart.
By the safety car restart, you think? Because George was fairly dominant until he started having the issues at the end.
I think looking at their times, there were many, many times when he was within 5 seconds, and obviously he would have to fight.
Sure.
But you know, I think there are definitely times beforehand where...
By the end of the race, for sure, I give that, yeah. 100%. But.
Well, yeah, George himself had said in the post-race interview that he's like, yeah, give it another lap or two, and I don't know if I could have fought Lando off.
Yeah, George had, you know, those softs, and we'll talk about Mercedes in a second as well. Yeah. But, I mean, still, P1, P3, mm-hmm. very, very good...
Podium sweep.
...result. Yeah, podium sweep. Lando keeps his lead. Oscar slots in right behind him.
Oscar again showing pace though.
Yep.
3 points.
Better pace than Lando.
Mm-hmm.
3 points.
And it was the whole
weekend.
3 points
from Oscar.
3 points from Oscar.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, it's a McLaren driver, right?
Yep.
And that's, I mean, if we are Lando, then yeah, we're a little worried because Oscar is, he's fast.
If we're Oscar, we're feeling good because if Oscar had finished in P2 like he probably should have in Melbourne, Oscar would be leading constructors right now by, if I remember correctly, like 10 points.
WDC, yeah.
Or WDC, yep.
I'm going to stand on it. It's going to be an issue. At some point, it's going to be an issue, and they're going to have to, like...
They've done well so far,
publicly,
right?
For sure, for sure.
We've seen a couple moments when, I mean, last race,
but
not Bahrain, but Oscar, oh, Oscar did say, no, you're good. Oscar did ask, like, hey, I can probably catch Max, and, like...
They just ignored him,
pretty much. Kind of ignored him.
I know, so. And that I'm not okay with. Like, that to me, that's them picking Lando, which we already know. Like, for me, this season, it feels like they would pick Lando anyway, but it's going to be difficult if Oscar continues to show better pace.
I could see them picking Lando, but I don't think they're going to... remove Oscar's chance. Like, they're not going to intentionally, you know,
like if they're both like 15 seconds ahead,
mm-hmm.
are you giving
good.
It
let
to
him race.
And Oscar's
if they're
leading
15
the
seconds
race.
Ahead, let them race. Oh, they I should agree. Not they should not be doing any driver's orders by any means. If they are both still 1-2 in the championship,
yep.
you need to let them race.
Yep,
I would
you
agree.
Do not do team orders
Hard
in
agree.
That situation, especially if you're 15 seconds ahead. You tell them to race smart. You tell them not to crash.
Right, right.
But you
Let's
don't give
both
them orders.
Finish.
I also think though you don't tell them to keep position either. Like you let them race.
You almost don't say anything.
Right.
Just see what happens.
Yep.
You know. But ideally, maybe remind them if it starts getting dicey. Hey, play
but,
nice.
But you get one of the drivers that says, "Hey, I'm faster than the guy in front." Tell them to
There's
info.
There's a different content creator who I watch who's been making, he's been calling this for a little while that he said that, you know, these two drivers are going to be going at each other. And if you're Lando, you're a little, like maybe a little stressed out by this because this new hot gun that shows up and is really
That's
putting
what
up
I'm
great
saying.
Results.
I agree. Whoever that
and
guy is.
He's attributing this and he's like, we've seen something like this happen once before and it was Senna Prost. When those two showed up, and like this was the exact same situation where one was the veteran, the other one showed up and just got the good car, and then they like it was, and it was like a big, big heated argument, and then the two drivers started having big problems with each other, and he's like, I hope we don't see that, but also it would be a little spicy, you know?
And this is nowhere near the same as Senna Prost, right? But Danny Rick and Max, when right. Max first came, it was a similar thing. All of a sudden, Max, you know. They're not finishing races because of it.
I mean, just
and
look
that's
at
a,
it.
That would become a problem. And that, I agree. I don't see that happening. I don't mm-hmm. think they're going to be, you know, be wrecking each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's going to be difficult at some point. Again, as a McLaren fan, you're probably thrilled. Like, this is awesome. Cloud nine. Constructors has already won. You know,
I don't, at this point, I don't really... I care that one of them wins WDC.
For
I don't
sure.
care which one. I'd be just as happy to see Oscar.
For sure.
I've been, these last 2 years, I've become a huge Oscar fan, like almost to the point of Lando, if not surpassing Lando sometimes.
Whoops.
I love Oscar Piastri. I think he's such a good driver, and he's just a natural talent.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that because he's been in that car for 3 years, that and they've been together, and they seem to have pretty good camaraderie, and, you know, mm-hmm. A decent relationship, at least. I don't think they're the best of friends ever, but like they don't dislike each other.
They get along well.
I would hope that you know, keeps things at least nice and breezy between them off track, and then on track they can, you know, do what they do best and race. You know, I think I'm actually a little afraid to say this. I think Oscar might like. Sometimes I think he's more refined than Lando. Sometimes. I mean. The weird
Interesting.
It was a weird issue with that 5 second penalty right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't see Oscar doing that a lot,
just
but
like
I've seen
Lando starts, bro.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Like,
okay, but that's
Lando
the thing.
Has always historically not awesome at starts, so it's like
he,
when
I mean,
it happened,
yeah.
I was like, whatever, he's still in a fast car. he'll be able to battle back up. And we saw him do that. But
you're so right. And it sucks because he actually had an amazing race start. Such a good start. But it was ruined. It was ruined because he was a little bit ahead of the box. Yeah, it's tough. We don't see Oscar. My point is we don't see Oscar do that. He's like relatively consistent. I think like overall skill, maybe a little behind Lando, but I think he doesn't make the weird mistakes that Lando does consistently.
Sure.
So that's kind of my McLaren take. I'm still happy if either of them win. Obviously, I'm a very happy guy right now. Both of my drivers are top two and they're in constructor's lead. I'm good.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. As a McLaren fan. I did just put in one little tidbit. I said, Zach Brown must be tickled pink thinking about where this team has come over the past few years. I mean,
it's gotta feel good.
Just again, cloud nine feeling, 1-3. I mean, with one being dominant this
Bahrain
race.
Bahrain last year, they weren't fighting for the win.
No.
So. Yeah.
No. And right now, teams are trying to figure out how to fight for the win against them. So, Mercedes, George Russell going P2. Kimi, P11. George honestly had a great day. Again, yes, towards the end. He was having some malfunctions, the whole DRS thing. I think the engineer basically came on the comms and was like, hey, you're going to lose your screen and everything. Just keep going.
Yep.
And then he made the joke or something about, well, at least as long as my steering wheel doesn't fall off.
I was going to save it, but you, dang it. No, you're good.
Good call, though.
No, he called it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So funny.
But George Russell, again, another great race all the way around, great weekend all the way around. You know, consistent. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just more and more consistent. And, I mean, I don't think dark horse for WDC by any means, but I think he could win a race or two this year.
Of course,
don't see why not. You know, when McLarens wreck each other.
I'm sorry, you say he's not a dark horse, as in like you don't think he's gonna win WDC?
No, he could at some point, but like this year, it's gonna be hard pressed for it to not be Oscar or Lando.
Interesting.
But I think he'll be could battle, but it's I think it's gonna be
each coming race. I'm seeing it more and more that I'm like, this might be Oscar's year.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about George. I don't know why my brain associated Oscar. What the heck?
No, you did.
Oh, no, okay. This is totally
that's
me.
A mic thing,
this
yeah.
is.
I was like, dang.
My brain went somewhere else. No, okay. George is entirely different. I don't know. Yeah. I personally don't really see him as much of a WDC champion. I see him as someone who
ever.
I don't think he's going to win a WDC. Woo. No, especially given our field.
I think he could.
Especially given our field, unless the Mercedes comes out next year, just guns a-blazing.
And that's just it. We have no idea.
Exactly.
We have no idea. Like it could be Alpine. No, I'm just kidding. We have no idea.
I need a 2016 Mercedes for him to win a WDC championship. That's all I'm saying. Fair enough.
But we know he can drive it.
Yeah. I know if he's got a super dominant car and the other field isn't as dominant, he's capable, but if it comes down to just raw talent, I don't think it's there. I think he's incredibly talented, but he's not as talented as like a Max Verstappen, as like a Lewis Hamilton, as like a Charles Leclerc, as a potentially Oscar Piastri.
Fair enough. What about Kimi? Kimi P11, just outside the points. I thought he had a decent race.
He had a good race.
My only concern, and I only bring this up so I coach football, for those of you in other countries, American football is what I coach. But like sometimes these kids are running, and when they're running, they're like running out of control, if that makes sense. You know, arms flailing, legs flailing. They're not in control of their bodies. And that's kind of how I felt about Kimi. Like he wasn't fully in control of the car. Sure. It just felt like he was taking chances all race. They were mostly working. You know, there was the one point early on where he flew off the track. It might have even been lap one. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
And then gave the place back right away. I think it was to Pierre, so that's probably why I remember it. But, you know, he just didn't feel fully in control. But it was nice seeing him take more chances, though, at the same time. So I think he's just getting more and more comfortable with the car to the point where now he is going to start taking maybe a little bit, a couple more chances.
I agree. I think this was, in my opinion, probably one of his best showings. And I think he was messed up by strategy. Just looking at the stats, he was the only one except for Sainz who DNF'd that had 3 pit stops. So he just had, unfortunately, unlucky strategy. He would have been higher if he was on a 2-stop like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some really, really good overtakes.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was driving.
Yep.
I think I voted for him for driver of the day as well, because I just liked what he was doing. He was making moves, and he just got caught out for, you know, unfortunate strategy.
Started the race really well. I mean,
he did.
Battling the Ferraris and everything. I mean, looked good. He looked good. Let's see. Ferrari. I don't actually have any notes on Ferrari for some reason. I see. So, Charles P4, Lewis P5. I guess that's what we're expecting out of them.
It's what they
at
want.
At this point. So, what do you mean that's what they want?
It's what they want right now. Like, given where their car is at and where the rest of the field is at, this is good. Until they nail down whatever this...
You finish in front of Red Bull. Both Red Bulls.
Yep. And in front of a Mercedes. Like, they're close to the podium. You see Charles Leclerc is getting closer and closer to that podium with every race.
Oh, I'm aware.
So...
I don't think he's going to win WGC. But...
Yeah, I might have given Ferrari a little too much chutzpah at the start of this.
That's what I
said,
right? There's the constructors.
No, yeah, he's right there. You see where it says Charles right underneath your name?
It says Charles at the top there, yeah.
Joe, I think you're... you know what? This is pish-posh. I don't know what this is.
Crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
think
this is actually from when we did this. So
this is not. This doesn't mean anything.
Don't worry about that. Just ignore that.
Ferrari, good for you. 4-5.
Good race.
Interesting. The top three are exactly what they're at right now, for me, at least. That's cool. Right, guys? It's pretty cool.
Where are we?
the Max Bulls, Red
it's
Bulls.
Been five races?
Max, P6. Yuki, P9.
That car was broken this weekend.
My only note is Max, a rubbish start for once. His start was horrible. I had to like go back and watch it again just for his start because I was like, how the heck did he fall back so far? And it was just bad. I've never seen him start so bad. I don't think. That's got to be the worst start I've ever
seen. Incredibly, he is a human.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. He just did battling the car. And I think Yuki getting in points is huge. This week, we said he needed to start getting in points, but again, along the broken car aspect, like, Yuki drove the crap out of the car, too, just to get into points. So,
I mean,
again, with Haas, we'll get to Haas, P8 and P10, but Haas actually had some pace, and, you know, battling Haas this weekend would have been no joke. So, again, Yuki getting in P9, I think that's fair for where this car's at. Obviously, there's some news about Max and stuff, but we'll save that maybe. But, like, is Red Bull really concerned right now about the performance of this car for the rest of the season? Or are they kind of, you know, let's ride it out. Let's get, you know, maybe second or third in the constructors and get ready for 26.
I think they should be concerned.
I mean, we're only four races in, but people are, like, freaking out.
I think they should be concerned, you know, because it's not good timing. You had so many driver swaps all of a sudden. Like for a long time, your biggest worry was your second driver, and now honestly, it's not. I think Yuki has more or less he's met my expectations. Like,
he's already beating what Liam would have gave you this race for sure.
100%.
So done.
They need to, like, even if they're not competitive all the time with first place. They need to fix the car, like, at least for Yuki's sake, right? Like, he needs to be able to drive it and get them decent points for constructors.
And maybe for Max's sake?
Well, for Max's sake as well. I'm only saying for Yuki's sake because Max seemingly can drive a tractor.
Whatever. Max can drive a clapped-out Honda Civic and beat anybody. Yeah.
As long as the light turns green.
Right. let's see. Alpine.
Woohoo!
Gasly, man, that was
points,
awesome.
Points, points,
honestly,
points.
And honestly, Max passing Gasly at the end of the race really frustrated me. Like, I was really excited for P6, and then I got extremely disappointed as soon as, like, because they didn't show it.
No, they didn't
show the actual battle, but they showed in the highlight video, funny enough.
Oh, they did?
But watching the race, like, I didn't see it.
Right after, or like...
Unless they showed it for, like, 2 seconds and then went to something else.
Right after the race.
I missed it.
They showed it again.
Did they?
They did a quick.
I watched the interviews and stuff.
They did a quick recap of it, and I was like, "Oh yeah, sure." So Max just was Max.
Yeah,
like there was no fighting that.
No, because I was like watching the little thing on the timing tower. I was watching that for the end of the race for Gasly. Like, come on.
Let's do the
and then
same
it switched.
Thing.
I was like, dang it.
Doing the same thing.
So anyway, Gasly getting P7. I'm still happy about it. Don't get me wrong. Okay, so Jack Doohan, P14. Jack Doohan in this race gained me I'll give him at least two more races before I'm putting Colapinto in there because of this race. I think I saw enough from Jack. Like, yeah, he gave up like five spots in like the course of like a lap or two. But I think his tires were just garbage. He couldn't handle the car anymore, whatever. But until that point, he was running P9 most of the race and battling, again, the Haas, which had some pace, being able to beat out the Williams, which just straight up didn't look good in the GP compared to the quali. I didn't think so. I mean, Albon was running well for a while, but Carlos didn't. Now I'm starting to talk about Williams. But
well, yeah, we'll talk about Williams when we get there. That's a good point. Yeah, thank you. Keep me on track.
Anyway, but Alpine... again, Jack, I think, earned two more races from me. Are you guys ready to pull Jack out of the car? Put Colapinto in there.
Have you heard the word from Alpine?
The bird is the word.
Jack Bird. Alpine has pretty much come out and stated the fact that while Flavio is seemingly eager to put Colapinto in the car, the management and the team principal who... what's his name again? I'm losing it.
Team principal for Alpine?
Alpine.
Isn't that Oaks?
Oaks, yeah. Yeah, Jonathan Oaks, yeah.
Oliver Oaks.
Yeah, him and the rest of management for Alpine was like, Flavio, shut up. We're keeping Jack here until at least...
How did I not see this?
Until at least the summer break to give him a bit of a grace period for him to learn the car.
We have
expectations for our driver, and we do think that right now he is meeting those expectations. So unless things change, you can expect to see Jack doing in the car until the summer break at least.
I'm about that. Thank God you told me some Alpine news today.
So that was kind of the good news. Yeah, that was kind of the good news for Alpine and for Jack especially, who probably heard this and was like,
but now you got to perform again next week. I'm not saying you got to get in points.
Yes,
but. For me, an expectation for Jack is P10 to P13. You got to be in that window.
Okay.
For me, you got to be battling in that window.
Well, given what we've seen out of the Alpine so far this weekend, this last weekend,
we're starting to trend in the right direction.
It was a good look. It was a good look, and he looked fast in quali for a little bit.
P11, right?
Like,
I think he ended up getting
something
quali,
like that. Yeah, like he looked pretty
one outside Q1. No, so yeah.
I remember being mind boggled when I saw at one point that. He set a lap and he was like second fastest, and I was like, "I'm sorry, does that say do?
Does that say Colapinto?
No, that's not my Jack doing.
Not my Jack doing. Oh my God, Haas, go
Haas. Yeah, this was an amazing race. I'm super happy. Cars were amazing. Joe talked a little bit about driver of the day. I did vote Oliver Bearman for driver of the day, and I do believe he earned it.
I think that's a great vote.
That was,
I mean, he started P18, right?
20.
Or oh, it was
he was
last.
Dead
okay.
last. He yeah. started P20 and drove up to P10 with some help from a safety car. Admittedly, Haas did get some advantages from the safety car, but that's just kind of how it goes. And so both drivers drove really good. They put themselves up in the points. They kept themselves in the points with Esteban's case. Double point finish, and they are now fifth in constructors, 1 point ahead of Williams, which is incredibly right where I put them. Ain't that right, Joe? I see you taking notes.
Did you?
That's crazy.
We don't listen to that list. It doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I got to give it to you. And I was going to mention this earlier because he pops up in the Saudi Arabian recap from last year, and it was his first race in a Ferrari in F1.
Yep.
He raced he was in a Ferrari, yes, but not anyone can just do what he did. He raced really well. So you got to give him some pointers. 20th to 10th is an amazing feat.
He's
again, safety car helped him a lot, but still he made some overtakes. He kept it out of the wall and on the street. No, great finish for Bearman,
yep.
I will say. And I'm very surprised. I like Haas, too.
Yep.
I just think their track record is awful, right, typically.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
This year and last year have been crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's like we would not have expected this. Like last year, I think I also put Haas at like ninth, just ahead of Stakes.
It's very much just their driver lineup. Like, and I'm comparing them specifically against, I think, Williams. Their driver lineup does not impress me as much as Williams does,
which is valid.
But I got it. They're driving the car better than Williams at the moment. Right. Yeah.
I was gonna say that's just it. I mean, Esteban was in points or in the top. Yeah, in points for at least 50% of the race.
I think
not more than that.
I think what he dropped a position because he
I thought he dropped. I mean, everybody drops a little bit.
I don't remember
pit,
where he qualified but at, but
who?
Yeah, Esteban.
I can check really quick.
Thank
I have
you.
It up. Yeah. Esteban started in 14th.
Oh, so he actually made a bunch of positions.
That's what I mean.
Right.
So he climbed up there, and then he stayed up there for a while. And I thought he dropped one more time and then had to climb back up. But, I mean, Esteban had a great race.
Yeah. Like, so both drivers, like making their way up the pack and keeping their positions all the way to the end. And as I mentioned, I think off-pod earlier, Haas is still having underbody problems. Mm. So their car is still not yet refined. So they're...
And you're still scoring points.
And we're still...
And not getting DQ'd.
Exactly. So, like...
So, win.
The fact that our drivers are putting up these sorts of results with a semi-broken car makes me very hopeful for the rest of the season.
For sure. For sure.
Fifth, baby.
Williams, Albon finishing P12. Carlos, retired. How much, like... I don't know. I was going to say some wild stuff. Like, how much leash do we actually give Carlos?
As much leash as he wants.
But, like, the car obviously isn't amazing. But,
Carlos,
I mean, Albon has had some good runs this year already. So, it's just, he's just still getting used to it.
Yeah, Carlos Sainz, I think, is holding the leash. I don't think anyone's going to kick him out.
Yep. Well, nobody's going to kick him out. But I just...
I would have expected him to, like... I mean, he was running pretty decently up until he crashed and broke his car and had to retire.
Yeah.
He started eighth, right? So he was right behind Verstappen. So he had decent pace in qualifying. I think he had decent pace in the race, but yeah, he just made some bad mistakes.
Something's off about that Williams car to me, though.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%. Something's just not right.
Albon's
like, don't get me wrong.
Right?
Williams is going to finish in front of Aston at the moment, going to finish in front of Kick Sauber. Racing Bulls, who knows what's going to happen there. But then after that, I'm not sure.
Albon's not happy, right? So, like, it's obvious.
Where did Albon place again?
At the final?
No, in quali.
He started 15th.
15th. So, like, he worked his way up the pack as well. Like, he went, what, 15th to 12th?
He was in the top 10 at one point, too.
He was.
As well.
I think that was, like...
That might have been the whole...
I think that was pit strategies.
Pits, yeah.
Like, but, yeah, so, like... Honestly, I felt like he had a pretty decent race. It wasn't anything incredible. And the fact that he was able to work his way up the pack like that, in spite of... And I think he was pretty close on Yuki's tail at the end of the race.
Albon?
Yeah. And so, if he didn't get DQ'd...
Kimi.
Oh, no, he was close on Kimi's tail then.
Yep. Yeah,
because
yeah,
Kimi
been
was
Kimi.
11th.
It
yeah,
would
yeah,
have been
yeah.
Kimi, yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. He was right on.
He
him.
Was right he, on his
and,
tail.
Yeah, he was trying to give him the business.
And I think if he got his chance to qualify in Q2, there's a chance he could have made it into Q3, and he could have been point scoring this weekend. But the fact that he got kicked out,
it does stem back to that
it's
qualifying
still,
thing.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, I think he had a pretty good showing this weekend. I don't think I would worry about Albon from this weekend. I think it's just like a bad break.
And I'm not necessarily worried about Albon. I'm genuinely concerned about Carlos's performance in the car so far. But
I
again,
think he'll pick it
we're
up.
Only four races in. I get that, and he's going from a Ferrari to a Williams, so that's going to be massively different. But I don't know. I'm concerned about Carlos a little bit, and it's not just because he retired. It's all so far the whole season as a group to me, just like not quite what I was expecting. But again. I guess I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Out of a good driver in the Williams right now.
I want to think it's just growing pains in a bad car. I have heard from some people that this year is already kind of chalked for Williams. They're really just focusing on next year's car a little bit.
Not a bad idea.
Honestly, it's not. It just hurts to watch. But I think he'll get his points, and I think they'll have some sort of a comeback at some point. I don't think it'll be huge, but... yeah, it's a little hard to watch at the moment.
I think
you and I look like clowns putting Aston so high, huh?
Why am I put him in fifth. Yeah,
I have him in sixth.
So rough.
Why am I forgetting their team principal's name right now?
James Vowles.
James Vowles. James Vowles made a comment regarding.
I have notes.
He made a comment on Carlos this weekend, saying that he was really proud of Carlos's performance. You know, the DQ is unfortunate. Or the DNF is unfortunate, but, you know, it happens in racing. And he said that he thinks that Carlos is doing everything that he can with the car. And that he actually said that it's on Williams to meet Carlos. and to say we have not adjusted our car to him enough yet. And so because of that, he is still in an uncomfortable position. We think that he's giving the best that he can, but we haven't met him yet.
And not everything is on Carlos, right? Obviously, exactly, yeah. You know, there was a turn that Kimi, I swear to God, dive bombed Carlos, honestly. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Kimi, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah, I remember some. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
We'll get to that, I guess.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah. I just read another one that's really good. Well, I'm sure it's on your list.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we're moving on. Racing Bulls, real quick, too. I just saw another note about Red Bull that I forgot to mention. This was the first time this season that they had two cars starting in the top 10. That seems weird to me.
I mean, because Red Bull's, like, even if, you know, the second driver isn't, like, meeting standards, typically start of the season, they're still very competitive.
They're still up, right? There,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think, like,
Sergio was
most of our start last, yeah, season. I mean, most of our recaps so far for the early races, Sergio has been there, like,
right,
second or third.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. For sure.
Yep.
For sure. I just saw that. Want to mention that real quick.
Yeah, that's a great fun fact.
Racing Bulls. Isaac had an all right day.
Man, can I vent for a second, guys?
Whoa, yeah.
Can I just say something?
So Isaac P13, Liam P16, go for it.
And that's kind of what I want to talk about, right? So hear
he's
me
heated.
Out.
Yeah,
I'm heated because, like, other people are heated. I'm specifically calling out you, Mike. Right?
Hello.
Whoa.
You dislike Liam because he got into the Red Bull before Yuki, Mike. Right? And that's like your main reason for would you say? Like, I'll give you a moment to, like, you know, if you dislike him more than that, I'll give you a moment to say why.
And other things. Well, also, you know, there's the obvious that he kicked out my favorite driver's seat.
Whole Danny Rick thing.
There's the Danny Rick thing.
It is personal.
Okay. But also the fact that I watch him drive and he feels really sloppy.
So Red Bull decisions. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, he does feel sloppy.
He does feel sloppy.
His driving is sloppy.
I'm going to moderate this.
Thank you. First off, I'll just say that was all Red Bull's decision. Liam has no control over where he's being put.
Well, of course, but I'm going to point to him.
Of
course, but I don't care.
Okay, fine. I liked Liam. I was rooting for him a lot to get a seat, and you remember that. I talked about it all last season. I was like, we need to get Liam in a car. Mm-hmm. Danny didn't deserve the seat when he got it taken away from him. So? I love Danny Rick. Did you say so?
So?
So? So Liam got
so
into the spot.
So what's your point?
Liam got to the spot, and then it was like, who's going to take the Red Bull seat? And we're all like, I mean, like, you can't pick Liam, right? Because Yuki's the most experienced.
I know.
And then Liam got the Red Bull seat, and I didn't dislike him. I just disliked Red Bull more, and that kind of bled into disliking Liam a little bit. Because mm-hmm. it's like, why are you in the Red Bull seat if you can't drive it? Because he couldn't drive it. Mm-hmm. And then Yuki got swapped over, and I was like, okay, Liam's back into a car that he can probably handle and manage, and I can finally, like, you know, enjoy watching him race. What is he doing? What is Liam Lawson doing?
Joe is upset.
Sloppy.
What is he doing? Why is he getting beat by a rookie Hajar? Why? Why is that happening? Yes, he's had like, in
Isaac's
total,
a
full season in that car. In total,
which
a full
is true.
Season.
He has.
It has been
That's
broken
true.
Up, so he hasn't been able to, like, really, like, hone in on how the car works for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But he's driven an F1 car for the length of a season before. So why is he struggling so much in a V car, which is, like, not a bad car, right?
And losing to Jack Doohan in an Alpine.
Why?
I just wanted to see his reaction.
Liam Lawson, he got a 10-second penalty. He got a 5-second penalty for causing a collision with Stroll. And then he got
Sloppy.
Another 10-second penalty for causing... Who did he cause
Sloppy.
A collision with for the second time?
Hulk.
Hulkenberg,
yeah.
What is happening?
Which isn't the first time he's hit Hulkenberg either.
Like, why? I understand the car
Kick
is...
Sauber fan over here.
Well, we're looking
upset.
At him in a Red Bull, right? And we're like, the car's really bad, and he's also new, right? Mm-hmm. Yuki's obviously going to do better because Yuki's way more experienced, by mm-hmm. tenfold more experienced.
Agreed.
Put Lawson back in. He should at least be able to... My expectation for Lawson is to be better than Hajar, and he's not.
Yep.
Why? Why is that happening?
He's running out of time.
I just want to be clear, his F1
clock is running out of time.
He is not at the top of, like, nowhere near the top of my favorite driver's list by any means. But he's also not at the bottom. Like, I don't, I'm not trying to, like, root for him a ton, but, like, I think he deserved a chance and he's squandering it, you know? It's so disappointing to see. Like, he cannot.
But it's not like everybody, not everybody pans out though, right?
You're totally right.
You know what I mean?
But like, it's.
But I get the questioning. Like, why? Why?
Maybe he was overhyped. Maybe it just was said so much that it was like, Liam needs a chance. We need to give Liam a chance. He did pretty okay when he subbed in for Danny that one time. He deserves the chance. Let's get him in there. And then he's finally get the chance, and it's just disappointing.
So, really quick, has Isaac? Do you know off the top of your noggins? Has Isaac won? I thought he won an F2 championship.
No. I'll double check.
But he did not. But he was up there.
He was second to Gabriel Bortoletto last year in
Formula
2.
Bortoletto won F2 last year. What about the year before that?
Wouldn't matter. If he won the year before that, he couldn't have driven last year.
No, last year was the second year of F2.
It was, but he couldn't have won Formula 2.
Oh, that's true.
Because
if you win it, you can't drive it anymore.
Exactly.
If you win F2, you can't drive
in
F2 anymore?
Champions aren't allowed to continue driving in F2. That's why you see F2 champions.
So then you never pan, and if you don't pan out right away in F1, that's it, huh?
Reserve driver,
I did not know that. If you win a championship in F2,
you
can't keep going.
Why do you think Theo Pourchaire has been a reserve driver for the last 5 years?
Like, how many reserve drivers can a team have? Just one, right? Or do they have multiples?
One
per seat, right? That would make sense.
So there have been drivers that are reserve drivers for multiple different teams.
We're going on a tangent, by the way. But
so I don't know if a team can have many reserve drivers.
Right.
But I do know that many teams can share the same reserve driver. Like Haas had Behrman and so did Ferrari last year.
Right.
Anyway,
where I was going with that. Sorry, what's up?
The Japanese driver for Alpine, the reserve driver, yeah. I forget his name, Hideo something.
I can't remember.
He actually just moved to Haas as their reserve driver. Uh-huh. So that just popped into my mind. Sorry.
Oh, fun fact.
But Liam never won F2, so that's what I
was Hadjar won 4 races and logged 4 more podium finishes than Bortoletto. He missed out on the title because he stalled at the last race. His car stalled on the last race.
Oh my gosh.
It was, it was a huge nail biter.
Unofficial champion, I guess. It doesn't matter.
Because I swear he would have won, but because I didn't know that Bortoletto ended up winning because I was I was actually keeping track of their standings all year because we didn't know who was going to be in the seat, right?
Yep.
So, dang. Yeah, that's crazy.
So now I want to
look at
how Liam
has not won an F2 championship,
right now.
So that's why I checked. He didn't, so that's why I was curious.
He came in third.
Liam?
In 2022, yep. I believe.
Okay.
I'm going to check the fandom.
Check the fandom. Yeah. Anyway, while he's doing that, Kicksauber, Hülkenberg, DNF. Yep. Bortoletto, P18.
Yep.
Kicksauber's not doing hot. Hulk ended up getting DQ'd because of the excessive skid plate wear again. I think that's the second time he's been DQ'd for that same thing.
No, last time was Ferrari.
That was Haas, wasn't it?
It was Ferrari.
Yep. No, there's somebody else, too. There's two drivers that got...
It was both the Ferrari.
No, it wasn't.
No,
wasn't
it was... It?
No, it was one Ferrari and then another car.
Oh, was it?
Oh, was it Alpine?
It was Pierre.
And because both Ferraris got disqualified, but for different
So never mind.
Reasons.
Sorry, yep. Hulk. You're right. First time. I thought it was the second time. Confusing you with Pierre. My mistake.
Crazy. Crazy confusion.
I know. All I put for Aston, honestly, you guys jump in. Alonso, P15. Lance, P17. I just put straight... Fecal matter.
Why am I so stupid?
Like, where did I put them again? That's so weird.
Fifth. I don't know what's going on. Honestly, Lance, out of everybody, Lance gave me hope to start the season because he was like,
it seemed like he was revitalized,
somewhat okay.
And then he got to Japan and he got to this race and he was
lanced,
like, oh, okay, never mind.
And now he's lancing some more and it's just.
We'll put a pin in this and come back to it, huh?
Oh, now Lance is getting Alonso to Lance, so it's like, what the heck is going on?
And I want to, like, because everyone, all of our watchers are thinking this, right? Yeah. I want to, like, I didn't think Aston Martin was going to do well because they have, Nui. I didn't think that at all. Mm-hmm. I just was like,
I thought they were
top
just
five
gonna...
was going to be hard. I was like, top five is going to be what it was last year. Aston will somehow pull it out somewhere. It's whatever.
Yeah, I just thought
they might just be focusing for next year.
Bounce off of what everything last year. Like, they were literally, again, I always said there was 1 through 4, and then there was, six through everybody else, and Aston was just 5
by
themselves.
Yeah, I was like, Aston will do what Aston does. They will copy another team, and then they will get top 5. You know, that's just how it
works.
We're idiots.
I feel like right now, Nui is just whispering into Lawrence's ear, like, hey, So we're just gonna throw this season away. Just don't worry about it. Next season, if we come in dead last, we don't care. That means we get more wind tunnel for next year. That means more wind tunnel. That means I get to develop the car more. God.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. I suppose that's
fair. Yeah, that's fair.
So straight from Mike's mouth, Aston is sandbagging to get more tunnel, more tunnel time, so they can come out strong
no,
in 26.
Oh no, I'm beached.
Dang it. Let's see. We have Bahrain tech issues up here. Obviously,
yes,
yeah. George Russell DRS.
George Russell's DRS. Hold on. Where are the notes that I made? George Russell's DRS and just general car issues. You mentioned it. He was told that, hey, if your screen goes off, just keep driving as normal.
Still works. Yeah. Just go. Keep going.
Yeah. okay. Red Bull had pit issues. That made both of their drivers have longer pit times. Their release light
wasn't working.
It was not
right.
working.
Yep.
So they stayed for an extra second and a half longer inside their pits, maybe even 2 seconds. It was
a
long pit. And then we saw on the broadcast timing tower issues. Specifically, Russell was having a lot of issues. So I took it that Russell's car was just messing with everything. And it kept on sending him to the back, and so timing looked really bad, and so they had to keep going. Site that I was reading, I think it was motorsport.com, was saying that there was a transponder issue that was just messing with everything on the track.
Hmm.
Either way, it's just weird that it all happened at the same time. It was like a DRS, and then the timing tower, and then also Red Bull. It was like,
you got something else coming up?
Do you have something, Dad?
He's still wearing the hat. Oh, my God.
Well, I had a great take, so... for this exact thing, I found out F1 just got a new lifetime supplier, which is like this year.
Oh, okay.
And this new lifetime supplier is like the people who are doing like the animations on their productions and everything. Their production, yeah, exactly. And is also keeping track of the times and whatnot. The problems that the drivers were having, that might have been something different, but like where we saw like it said replay when we were actually watching live race, that's because of these guys. They're new producers and stuff
supplier.
Like that.
Live interesting.
That's what the content creator I was watching was what he called it. I don't know if that's the proper term for it.
Yeah, because I would imagine obviously the times are transmitted by these transponders. And then they're made to look pretty for the broadcast for us, and that's what the production team does.
For sure.
I mean, it makes sense that they were new because it's not the first time we've seen issues. The first race was also pretty bad with the tower and just with like you know what they were showing us. So it makes sense that it was new and that they're going through growing pains. And you're gonna get people angry like I can't believe like where's my timing tower? It's like I'm giving grace this time because there's obviously something wrong at the track.
Right.
Like. I mean, there are too many weird things happening where it's like, there's got to be something electrical
sabotage.
Happening. You know? Yeah.
It's probably IndyCar drivers.
Maybe.
Sabotaging because they can't handle it.
Very possibly.
Let's see. Driver of the Day tidbit.
Yeah. So I think there's also something wrong with the Driver of the Day voting. Because
who ended up getting Driver of the Day?
Lewis Hamilton.
No.
Yeah,
so,
can you believe
that?
That?
That's not even nah.
And I have the breakout.
I love that they give us the breakout of who
got the most percentages, the top five. It was Lewis with 29.6, and then it was Oscar 14.1.
Okay,
which
fair.
Makes sense.
Race winner.
And then it was Charles with 7.8.
No.
And then it was Lando.
No.
With 6.7. And then it was Pierre with 6.5.
Okay.
Behrman, not in the top five.
Scuderia is just bombing the charts.
Don't get me wrong. I think Pierre
should
at least got a
vote.
But then
we saw Kimi Antonelli that one race, and like he was not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Oliver should
win. Very, very odd. So I'm almost like, I haven't looked into this, but I'm almost like convinced there's like a subreddit somewhere that's like, all right, this is what we're going to do for the driver of the day this time around.
It's like,
they're just trolling.
It's like the GameStop stocks all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
We know something crazy is happening when we see Lance Stroll up there. We're like, okay, there's a subreddit somewhere.
Yeah,
like,
something's not. All right. Let's fly through this. The new seg, the comms.
We don't have any.
We don't have a transition yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had already mentioned this, but Anton Lee made a pass on, I think it was Sainz.
Carlos, yeah.
Sainz. Yeah. And it was essentially just a full-on dive bomb. If Sainz was not a like experienced driver and did not see it coming,
it would have been
a big crash.
Yeah. Yep.
Brundle called what he did a bit of a hospital pass, which I thought was hilarious.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, so it was super, super funny. That's we had that Will, yeah, a Will Buxton moment that I mentioned earlier in qualifying. Russell, after he had pit for softs at the safety car, said 23 laps on softs. This is pretty audacious.
Yep,
But he made it stick, so that was great. Hamilton, this tire sucks. Talking about the hards, I believe.
Yep.
Which was a common
trend
theme.
Yep. And then everybody. I have the engineer to George. George, there's a chance we lose the dash. Just keep driving normal as that happens. And then Russell, as long as the wheel doesn't fall off. And those those are my my top picked comments or radio messages. Russell also having gear issues on lap 52, five laps before the end. He says gears are explicative. What is going on?
Those
are my radio messages. So a good amount came out of this race. Nothing like hilarious or crazy, but you know, a couple nice ones.
I only had a couple interesting ones, like information wise, and then whatever. Let's see. This was just a personal one for me. Lap 30, Vowles for Williams came on and said, "We don't quite have the pace of the Alpine." Like said it on the broadcast. I was like, "No, you don't, sir." So that made me feel good. Let's see. Lando, they were talking to Lando. George is worried about the soft tire, and Lando said, "I don't think he should be. It's a good tire."
Yep.
I thought that was interesting, considering teams know what other teams are saying because they're getting broadcasted. You know.
Yep.
So I was like, so you just kind of help them out a little.
It is. Yeah, it's interesting that you're commenting on someone else's tire like that.
Yeah.
But
I thought that was just different. I haven't seen that yet. So
maybe it was complaint. Maybe it was like a passive aggressive remark. Like
maybe
softs. You know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And then there's another one to Lando. They were like, "Remember to use drink." He said, "I would if it was working."
Oh, that was Piastri, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it Piastri?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Lando.
Yeah. Remember to use drink. Yeah. What if I was working? And he said, "Well, you have this many laps left."
yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
And then there's one more. Charles early in the race. These brakes are so inconsistent. It's so annoying. And like the way he said "so," I was like, "Oh God, Charles, don't stop whining." God, this is so annoying. But anyway, those were the only comms I got. Other than Max saying everything is overheating on lap 21, I was like, "Oh boy." But yeah. Yeah. Did you catch any other comms?
Nope.
All right. He said nope.
You can take off the hat now. Nope. It's okay.
Well, unless he's got some in news, which will you go to right now?
We're
going to
keep this close by.
News, Kev. Boom. Let's see. Well, to start off our news. I don't have anything, but Mike's got a couple things quick, and then we'll get into Joe's here.
I got one thing, too. Yeah,
okay, cool. So the first thing that I wanted to bring up, I don't have too much to go over on it, but it was just kind of interesting. It's got a lot of people looking at what's going on. The FIA's vice president just abruptly stepped down over the weekend, basically just said, "I'm done." I guess the FIA's notice that they got from him was literally, or the first notice they got was a post on Instagram. He posted on Instagram before even letting the FIA know. He put a post out and then proceeded to let them know, "I'm stepping down." And so the FIA was like, "Oh, so this is crazy." Yeah. And now a bunch of people are like, because there's been other people who have been walking out from the FIA and like pretty high value people.
Is there something internal going on? Well, there probably always is.
Yeah.
But
I want to see what he said because that's interesting.
Yeah.
"I can no longer, in good faith, remain involved in an organization that no longer respects the values I defend," is part of what he wrote.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And like the summary,
Values.
Yeah, the summary is that the FIA is going through another internal crisis. He announced his immediate resignation, citing a loss of confidence in the way the institution is currently run.
Whoa.
Yep. So.
About MSV.
Gotta love that. So that's got a lot of people looking at the FIA right now. So expect to hear more news about V10 soon.
They will not be happening.
Oh yeah, but it's just MSB's way of diverting attention. The other thing, I think you probably have something similar, but this isn't like official news, but it's like a lot of rumblings that are going around that like there's been a lot of talk about Max having a performance clause in his contract with Red Bull. And a lot of people are talking about the potential of Max leaving Red Bull to potentially go to a different team and whatnot. Oh. And actually, Christian Horner...
You can't amend the clause, probably.
Christian Horner was asked about a performance clause after the race of people basically being like, does Max have any sort of a performance clause and are you worried about it? And Christian Horner goes, every driver on the grid has some sort of performance clause. And really wouldn't say anything more about it. But there's a lot of people who are... making some speculations, either, you know, he could be just, he could, if Red Bull just isn't working out, he could just take, he could leave at pretty much any time if the Red Bull isn't working. You know, he's expecting to be a father, so he could just take some time off and go raise his child and do sim racing like he wants to
do. Like he wants to do. Yep. Yeah, I know. And he already says he doesn't want to race. Like, when they were talking about Lewis Hamilton's age last year and they asked him, he's like, no, I don't want to race that long.
Yeah.
I have no interest in doing that. Or so maybe he is just... gonna call it quit, you know.
Or there's the potential, the big buzz is people are thinking that we could see him moving over to Aston.
To Haas, yeah, I know.
No, to Aston. No, oh, gosh. Haas doesn't deserve him, I'm sorry. They also can't afford him. He's outside their payroll.
To Aston, though, is interesting. If you had Max, Fernando, and Nui all in the same building, mm-hmm. that's crazy
that's
talk.
And
Stroll's
lineup.
Money and his new part and the partner's money, you know, it's just, yep. that's crazy.
Yep. That's a pretty crazy lineup. So no official news. I'm just kind of curious.
Keep the hat You're on the ground. I don't think that one deserves the hat.
I'm kind of curious what you guys think about it, though.
Oh, I'd love to tell you what I think about it.
Yeah.
I don't have enough fingers on my hand to tell you how many times I've seen that stupid headline pop up.
Same.
Every single time Red Bull is a little bit bad in a race,
Max
could leave Red Bull.
He could leave.
We've seen it so many times. I feel like we brought it up a lot last year, even in this room. So like, I just like, it's like
you're just done with the crying wolf.
I'm sure if Max wants to go somewhere, he'll go somewhere. He's not going to go somewhere though. Like,
I think the biggest reason why people are super interested in it now is because back then people were talking, what if we get to the point of the performance clause? And now we're reaching the point of we're starting to get close to a performance clause. Like,
yeah.
Like there's a lot of talk.
For Verstappen. Like,
Max, I think Max stays in the car. I actually agree. If you asked me 2 years ago, I would have never said Lewis is going to Ferrari. So,
right.
like, I'll keep that in mind. But I do see Max stopping for a year to raise his kid. Have some
and then coming
time,
back, though. You think he would
back.
Come back, though, if he
maybe,
would have
yeah.
be
I don't know.
Break?
I think...
I feel like that's tough.
Max has proved that he is... Even if people don't want to say it, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Yep,
for
straight
sure.
Straight up.
For sure.
I'd love to see him in some other racing disciplines. I just want to see him dominate. Yeah. Like, that'd be sick. Like, bring him, put him in a sports car, put him to Indy, like, see what he can do.
For sure.
Let him do what he wants to do, really. Like, at the end of the day, he should be doing what he wants to do. If he wants to keep racing F1, he's always got a seat. Someone will
for
take
sure.
him.
For sure. Somebody's going to take him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he will. Like, I actually don't think he's going to take a year off. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's going to be with Red Bull for a while.
Mm-hmm.
At least until his contract is over. I don't think he's going to outright
Me
leave.
Too.
Okay.
But I think when his contract is nearing it, he could retire. I think that's possible.
Sure.
For
Why
sure.
not? Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
He's got a long contract, like into 2030, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
He's
very
got
long.
A long
it's
contract.
Very long.
So
2028,
maybe.
With that, Kev, let's head right into our Saudi Arabia preview.
And I am here to bring you up to speed for the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, the Jeddah circuit coming up this weekend.
Jeddah.
I'm very excited about Jeddah. I love Jeddah.
I like
Bahrain
racing
as well.
It on the game.
Also, a very, you know, this is kind of nice at the start of the season, but we had some really early ones for us people in the U.S. Jeddah and Bahrain, fairly reasonable times
to
watch.
For sure.
I think Jeddah's a little earlier than,
for sure.
than Bahrain.
Yeah. Let's clap for that.
We don't
have
to stay up
Let's
until
clap for that.
2 a.m.
2 a.m. for China or whatever. Jeez.
Jeddah, very fast track. This year, the Formula One STC Saudi Arabian Grand Prix 2025. As always, fun fact, this is the fastest street circuit and the one track with the most corners, which is interesting because it looks like a very straight line for most of it, but there's all those little small ones that give it all its corners.
Mm-hmm.
looking at last year's race, it's lights out, and both Red Bulls get an amazing start off the line. Sergio immediately fighting.
Sorry.
Salute.
That came out of nowhere. Usually there's two, so.
Do you sneeze just because keep... I said Sergio?
Yeah.
I said it again. Quit saying his name.
You're right. He who shall not be named immediately fighting Charles for second place. They go too wide at the first set of corners, but Charles is able to maintain second as they get to turn four. Despite some side-by-side racing through the first lap, the top six keep their places, the McLarens following the two front rows. They don't keep these positions for long, however, as Oscar takes fourth from Fernando by the end of the starting straight on lap two, and Perez makes a similar move on Charles, taking the second podium position away from the Monegasque driver. The camera following... I got to actually set this up. Picture this. The camera following Ollie Bearman, his first race in F1, subbing in for a sick Carlos Sainz. But he is not the action point of the shot, no. Two places ahead, we watch none other than Lance Stroll tap the inside of 23, immediately breaking his steering, going straight into the barriers, firmly planting himself as a fixture into the wall.
Boom!
His engineer asks him if he can bring it back home, to which he replies, no, I hit the wall.
That's right.
This brings out a safety car and triggers a wave of pits from the grid. From the grid. From the grid. Amid the chaos of almost everyone pitting during the safety car, Perez releases right in front of Fernando, who visibly has to brake to not hit the Red Bull, ultimately gifting Sergio a 5-second penalty. Sergio, a 5-second penalty. The McLarens, who opted not to pit both cars to avoid the double stack, instead only pit Oscar, leaving Lando to lead the pack on the safety car restart. Oscar in sixth begins battling with Charles in sixth. Oscar in seventh begins battling with Charles in sixth, but ultimately keeps his place after the first few corners. We watch Mike's boy K-Mag turn into the Williams of Albon, their wheels locking together for a moment and taking some bits off of Albon's front wing. K-Mag gets a 10-second penalty for causing a collision.
That's my goal.
All the while, Bearman takes 11th away from Tsunoda, now fighting for 10th place, held by Zhou in the kick. On lap 13, Max Verstappen takes the lead from Norris at the end of the starting straight, and Perez replicates the move on Hamilton to field the final podium position. Lap 15, Charles also makes a move on Lewis for 4th at the end of that straight. Six laps later, Bearman takes his place in 9th after overtaking the Haas of Hülkenberg. This is not the end of Haas's woes, as K-Mag takes another 10-second penalty, this time for leaving the track on an overtake and gaining an advantage on Tsunoda. As a bit of defiance, and to protect Hülkenberg in 10th, K-Mag defends his position harshly from Tsunoda, who attempts to take it on lap 29.
I remember that.
Yeah, but is boxed out by the Haas driver, sending Tsunoda back and under pressure for Ocon, who takes Tsunoda's place in the kerfuffle. Further up the grid, watch Oscar
Piastri. Do you kerfuffle every week?
I try.
That's I was going to say, you tend to work it in there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, this is the second one I think I worked it in there. Yeah,
yeah, you got to use gaggle, too.
Gaggle's good.
Yeah.
Further up the grid, we watch Oscar Piastri take fifth place from Lewis Hamilton on lap 35, 4 seconds behind his teammate Lando. Unfortunately, the next corner, Oscar does lock up and has to go wide, forfeiting the place back to Lewis. Lap 48, we see Danny Ric take too much curb and go spinning round and round, cementing his 16th place in the Grand Prix.
Two laps later,
yep, the checkered flag is waved for Max, about 9 seconds ahead of his teammate, with another 10 seconds to third. Our finals, Verstappen to Perez, Leclerc to Piastri, Alonso to Russell, Bearman to Norris, and Hamilton to Hülkenberg.
So Sergio, Hachu, was still finishing second.
He was, like, yeah. The early Red Bull is no longer, right?
Yeah, right.
No longer.
What?
So he started adjusting his Haas hat.
There's a lot of K-Mag.
There's a lot of K-Mag. There's a lot of Bearman. Yeah.
I started pointing at the number 20 on my hat. That's K-Mag. My goal.
Yeah. But
I do remember him blocking.
He was defending
Tsunoda.
Hülkenberg. Yeah. He was like awesome. Hard defending his teammate. So like he was.
Kazuki probably would have got Hulk too.
He was like forcing Tsunoda back. And, yeah. He completely ruined his race. But like he did his job as a teammate. So.
Let's see. So, Joe last week got the most points from Bahrain.
Okay.
Let's go.
He went Oscar, Lando, Max. The podium went Oscar, George, Lando. So, Joe ends up with 3 points, getting the correct race winner. Good job, Joe.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No problem.
Why are you clapping?
We'll put the... we should put a laugh track in there right there. Like from the 90s. Yeah, whatever.
We're just going to cut that laugh and put that.
No, that was horrible. I didn't even try. All right. And then Mike, And me both tying with 2 points, Mike's podium being Lando, Oscar, Max. All right. Sorry. I didn't even see you.
He was there for a moment.
Yeah. I was like, is he trying to punch me? And yeah. Anyway, so we, whatever, getting points because Oscar and Lando were in there. Then me because of Oscar and George.
I hate to say it. There was like a moment where I was like, I kind of hope George gets a penalty at the end.
That would have been rude.
And then I thought about it and I was like, he really deserves that podium.
Yeah, he sure does. So. Yes, sir. It's me first.
I'll take the 3 points.
So, yeah, right. Right. So, our standings right now, Smelty at 12, who's leading
still,
which is crazy, who didn't lead on any of the shows last year. So, keeping that one close to the heart. Joe in second with 10. Mike sitting in third at 9, one behind Joe. If you're not on YouTube, Joe is giving Mike the loser sign on the forehead. You know, the shape of an L on the forehead.
I'm just doing my best to be like my team.
Nice. Yeah, right? Anyway. Dang, that's bogus. Anyway, I guess I got to go first because I'm leading again. Sorry, fellas. I'm going to go from 3-1.
Ooh! Spicy!
Yep, I don't know why I'm excited. 3-1.
Ooh! Charles is 3.
Interesting.
Yep.
Oscar is 2.
Yep.
Interesting.
This is going to mess you guys up.
Pierre Gasly.
No. George Russell is winning this weekend in Jetta.
Okay.
It's going to be a crazy race.
Did you hit your head?
You are not putting Oscar Piastri on the podium.
Oscar's 2nd.
Oh, so you're not putting Lando Norris on the podium.
Lando's 4th. Yep, correct.
Wow.
Correct. So, got to take chances, you know what I mean?
You're right. It is me now because you're last. Because
I'm dead last, so dang. I get to wait for you.
You're right. George is a crazy first.
I know.
But he's not it's crazy not gonna for the happen. Podium.
It's going to be like, one of the two papayas, most likely.
This is an incredibly fast track.
Yes.
Fairly technical as well. Both of the McLarens are in my podium because they're the fastest car at the moment.
I almost put Lando winning. Which would have put George in third and bumped Charles.
But he's not even in your podium.
Nope, he's in 4th. I decided.
Do you think something's going to happen to Lando? Maybe it's possible.
He's just going to get lost in the shuffle. It's going to be a bad start, and he's not going to recover this race.
Piastri.
Last week's going to be stuck in his head.
Piastri did do well. I'm.
Oscar is potentially the fastest car on the grid right now.
Oscar is first.
Locked.
Yep.
Lando is 2nd.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, right.
That makes sense. That tracks. Lewis Hamilton.
No.
Oh, whoa.
That's crazy.
Not Lando in 2nd.
Lando is 3rd.
Lando is 3rd. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
We're shaking it up.
Wait a minute.
So I'm between, just so I can think out loud, I'm between Max and George, I think.
This is fair. That's
I
why
think
Charles
I'm going
will do
the
it.
Statistic route. They're the two that have gotten
Max
on the
said
podium.
You were
going to
do it.
So you're going to go
said
George.
You were going to do it.
I think I'll go George. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll go George.
Hey, yo. Hey, he's scoring,
is, like, this
he's
is
scoring points
track.
In our
I don't,
standings
I don't know
this year,
if, like,
so.
McLarens are, like, really good on the straight line or, like, the fast corners. I'm pretty sure McLarens are, though. I'm happy with that. I'll stick. I'll lock that. That's
all right, cool. Oscar, that's George, cool. Lando, in that order.
You are. No, you did it. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm super prepared.
Trust me,
for
I thought
this.
I did it on the wrong one, too. But
Historically, Oscar has been super fast on this track. Super freaking fast on this track and super good. And especially when that McLaren has been a boat over the last couple years. At the beginning of last year, the McLaren was very slow, and yet Oscar was super close to the podium. So I'm putting Oscar to win this race, and it'll be by a margin, like a pretty large margin.
If he starts in first, yeah, he's going away.
I think he's starting in first. Yep. In second place, I am putting Jorge.
Oh, Jorge you guys Rusal. Are starting to believe in George. He's not going to get the podium.
I think George
is
fast. I think George is good on some of these technical tracks.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Who's your third?
Charles.
Who's my third? And in third place, another driver who we've seen notoriously good on this track, so not Lando Norris.
Not Lando Norris.
Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
Is going to be Charles Leclerc.
Charles, interesting.
Yes.
I like that.
I stated earlier that Charles Leclerc has been inching closer to that podium, and Charles Leclerc is notoriously very good on street tracks. And has been notoriously good on Jetta specifically. And I think that this is probably going to be the first weekend we see Ferrari on the podium.
So you two have the same podium.
We do have the...
And I'm the only one that picked Lando.
Yep. I'm kind of upset that he said this podium, because I had this podium planned like 3 days ago.
Sure.
I'm crazy for Jar joining.
I honestly don't hate Charles. I actually, like, thinking back, you know, when I made my predictions 30 seconds ago, Charles might be a better pick over George, but the Ferrari hasn't been there. Yep. And the Mercedes is very surprising.
Which is fair. The Ferrari has yet to really show up.
I'm hoping Lando just, like,
My eats. Big take, and that is why Lando isn't on the podium this weekend, is we've seen that the McLaren is not great in dirty air, especially in corners. Mm. You put that McLaren into corners, into dirty air, and that McLaren struggles.
And at least one of the McLarens have to be in dirty air.
Exactly. That was my logic. And Oscar being as fast as he is on this track, I think Oscar is going to excel and put himself on pole position. And then Lando is going to struggle because he's going to be in dirty air the entire time. Meanwhile, you see drivers like George, who is a good car. This week. That's possible.
We might have a new pole sitter this week.
But we see George, who's been very fast and very good and very consistent, and Charles Leclerc, who is notoriously good on this track. So...
Ooh. I don't hate
double knee slap.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was crazy. I just want to say that was crazy. You just did that, but I do not hate your guys' podiums. I would like to see some more variety up front. As long as one of my boys are up there, go for it. We're so far in constructors right now. I'm not worried.
I do also want to point out that if something else that I jotted this down and we didn't mention when we talked about McLaren earlier, Oscar was 3 laps away from having a grand slam. This last race,
leading the entire thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pole position, fastest lap, leading the lap for every single, leading the race for every single lap.
Max has definitely done that. He's not the first.
Max has done it 5 times.
How?
Only five times.
Okay. Who's?
It is.
Wow. Who else has done it? Do you know?
Oh, there's been plenty of other drivers. Lewis Hamilton has done it before. Obviously, people like Michael Schumacher and Senna have
but
all
Max
done it.
Only five but, like, times when he had that such a dominating exactly. season. It's kind of wild to think about, to be honest.
And that's another thing that's got me so like, holy cow, Oscar is crazy. That like, it's his third year and he almost had a grand slam. 3 laps. He missed it by 3 laps.
Hmm.
And there's only a handful of drivers who have grand
slams.
That's when
he pit first time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pitting. I didn't.
Mm. Yep. So he almost had a grand slam this weekend, and Lando's never had a grand slam.
No.
No. I mean, no, because
hasn't even really been in that conversation.
Yeah, the car's only really good this year.
Lando's
like,
never even been close.
In the second half.
Well, you need to pull, like, time.
Yep.
You need to either be the last to pit, or you need to pull, like, hard time in front.
You got to be, like, 25 seconds in front.
Yeah.
And that might not even.
I mean, like... Yes, yes. You need to be, yeah, you're actually right. You need to be 25 seconds in front, or you need to pit last, when everyone else is already pit, and then you are 25 seconds in front. So,
yeah.
That's a good point.
So,
that's interesting.
Yeah, good fun. Anyway. Good fun. He almost got it.
Anyway.
It's going to be sad when Max wins.
Man.
He will, too. Watch.
He might.
And then we're all
idiots. I think he very well could.
Then we lose our 10 followers.
Yeah, he very well could be on the podium. This is a super technical track, and Max is probably the best driver on the grid right now. So,
I get some pretty decent points if Lando is there, though. And I think Lando will be there. So.
Stop.
Okay, interesting.
Stop.
Stop, you scallywag. Anyway, Mike, thanks for being here, brother.
I was happy to be here.
Yeah,
I yapped.
Good.
I put on the hat.
Good. You didn't get stuck loading a late truck?
Nope.
Or unloading? Which one?
Either unloading, one. Typically.
Unloading. Oh, well. Thank God. Right. So we're always happy to have you. And and Haas was at double points this week, so that's
looking
BA.
Forward to
You're
Haas.
Very quickly proving us wrong.
Looking forward to Haas scoring again next weekend.
I just want you to know the moment that they start to falter, we're coming at you.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Are you kidding me with how outlandish I've been?
Fifth?
I won't
Where'd
be.
Your fifth go, huh?
Fifth?
Williams could take it back. The two of them are like...
Williams is... we're already so full. I could talk about this for another 10 minutes.
I could talk about this for another 2 hours.
Williams is not going to come. I don't think Williams is going to get fifth this year. I think they're just going to keep kind of floating around seventh-ish, so. Which is sad, because I want them to get fifth. And Aston is, I'm so chocked in terms of Aston. I'm so chocked.
Chocked.
It's all over.
All right.
Smelty, thank you for being here.
Whoa, hey. I didn't say you first.
No,
thank you for being here, John.
We never bring it up.
Thank
Kevin,
you
thank
me.
You for being here.
Yeah.
We actually bring it up a lot.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kev. Yeah. I'm not saying we shouldn't.
We appreciate
I just
you.
Want to be clear. I'm not saying we shouldn't, but like we have said it before.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Joe's like, oh, I gotta go.
My mom's here. I don't have to be here anymore.
Oh my God.
Being so mean to me.
With that, obviously, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or of course now on iHeartRadio as well.
Heck yeah.
And next week. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we will see you next week. I'm fairly confident about that.
Fairly confident.
I'm about 50% confident about that. That we'll be here next week.
That's more good, than zero.
That's like because we will or we won't, and that's easy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
There we go, Kev. There we go. Let's get
Adios.
Out of here.
Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.